Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. And just to make sure that we have a representation of all ages, I would like to ask you, what is the year of your birth?
75.
Thank you so much for that. And at the same time, I will also like to know, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Thank you so much for that. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, sir?
Nope.
Thank you so much for that. And what is your race, sir?
Was my what?
Your race.
What race are you talking about?
Yes, what is your race? Are you white, like, or African American,
Oh,
American
race.
Indian, Asian?
Yeah, I'm African American. I'm African American.
Thank you so much for that. And are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you so much for that. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. I was wondering how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or would you definitely not vote?
Voting.
Thank you so much for that. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated, sir.
More like a zero.
Okay, thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Three.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. The first one is cost of living and inflation. We also have voting rights and democracy, student loans forgiveness, climate change, immigration, criminal justice reform and police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, abortion, jobs and the economy, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, or healthcare. You can select up to two. Which are the two most important for you?
Cost of living,
Mm-hmm.
economy, whatever that is, and racism.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and/or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about him? Thank you. What about Kamala Harris? Thank you. How do you feel about Hakeem Jeffries? Have you heard of him? Thank you. How do you feel about Donald Trump? Thank you. How do you feel about Democrats in Congress in general?
War.
Thank you. And how do you feel about Republicans in Congress?
One.
Thank you so much for that. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
If it was today, I wouldn't vote. I don't like either one of them.
I'm sorry. The line was breaking up. Could you please repeat your response?
I wouldn't vote.
Okay, so you will not vote. Thank you. But if you had to choose for whom you would vote in the 2024 election, would that be Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Okay, thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
I'll be undecided because I don't know what their politics are. I don't just vote party.
Okay, thank you. But if you have to choose with what you already know, for whom would you vote?
Neither one. They both stay.
Okay, thank you so much. So would you be undecided, right? When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to Black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
None.
Okay, thank you. Will you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who has each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? I will read you the list of traits or priorities that these people may have, and you tell me if you feel much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, or much less likely to support him, or also tell me if that makes a difference. So the first trait that I have right here is someone who looks out for people like me.
Highly support.
Okay. Much more likely to support, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about someone who grows the economy?
Somebody who does what to the economy?
Grows the economy.
A support.
Okay, would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
What about someone who wants to build Black wealth?
Highly support.
Okay, much more likely to support, right? Now, the one who defends the democracy, would you be much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely? Okay, thank you.
More likely.
Okay, and is that much more or just somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Okay, but would that be much more or just somewhat more likely?
More. Use whatever word you want to, more likely.
Okay, what about someone who secures the border? How likely are you to vote for him?
More likely.
And would that be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about someone who puts people over politics? Would that be, how likely are you to support him?
More likely.
And would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Much more.
Thank you so much for that. For each of the following priorities or rates, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one is the people at the, or in this case, the Democrats in Congress are honest and ethical. From 0 to 10, how do you think this describes the Democrats?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
What about the fact that they are too woke?
I'll go 6 on
from
that.
From 0 to 10? Okay. What about the fact that they fight racism and discrimination from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. What about the fact that they want to build black wealth?
2.
What about the fact that they want to protect abortion rights?
I go 5.
Okay. What about the fact that they bring down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
It ain't working now, so that's 0.
Thank you. And what about the fact that they are effective and get things done?
1.
Thank you so much for that. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate a statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, as a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at historically low level under Democratic leadership. From 0 to 10, how motivated makes that to you?
No, I'm sure that's fine.
Thank you. What about as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in a food assistance program like SNAP.
Wow.
Thank you. What about as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
0.
Thank you. What about, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. What about as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress have priced me with a must-buy insulin for seniors now $35 and a senior's out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. From 0 to 10, how does that make you feel?
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The first one is invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, invested in black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and cabin insulin costs at $35 for seniors, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, or invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Which of these ones do you think that are the ones that have impacted you personally?
The loan.
The student loan? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can select up to 3.
Nah, that's nothing else affected me, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Would you like me to read the list again?
Nope.
Okay, so other than the loan debt, no other one has impacted you personally?
Nope.
Thank you so much for your that. But I really need to have at least one more of those ones.
Then pick one.
Which one is the credit card one? Okay, I will read it again. Okay, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, invested in Black Mold, the SNAP program?
Yeah, SNAP.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
More like the Democratic guy.
Okay. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? The first one is, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. And then we have, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Would you go with the statement number one or statement number two?
Two.
Thank you so much for that. Next, I'm going to read you a series of the statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, and 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that will enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you? Thank you. Then we have, we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in Black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
Four.
Thank you. Now, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. But Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
3.
Thank you. Now, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive healthcare. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
4. How much longer is this gonna be? You got me like you got 2 more minutes.
Oh yeah. We're almost done. We are at the 80% of the survey, so we're
at. You better hurry up because you got like 2 more minutes.
Okay. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk to their mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you? Thank you so much for that. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
0.
Thank you so much for that. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please write the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Thank you so much for that. Sometimes in service like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. And again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please write how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one is the fact that they want to build black wealth. From 0 to 10, how do you think it describes them?
3, 2.
And they bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10?
4.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate?
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Do I have kids under 18? Yes.
Yes? Thank you.
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Describe what?
Your employment status. Would you say you work full-time, part-time?
I wouldn't say it. I know what I do. I work full-time.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you so much. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$80,000.
Thank you so much for that. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Sunday.
So once a week? Okay, thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation, sir, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.